long to know the Lord. He is going forth as prepared as the morning. He shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and the former rain unto the earth. Beautiful word pictures. O Ephraim, what shall I do unto thee? O Judah, what shall I do unto thee? For your goodness, your chesed, is as a morning cloud, and as the early dew it goeth away. There's the morning cloud going away. They are all adulterers, as an oven heated by the baker, who ceaseth from raising after he had kneaded the dough until it be leavened. In my state where I spent most of my life, this is Taos Pueblo, those are ovens. And they're similar to what they had back in the days of the Old Testament. They build a fire inside, get that clay thing really, really hot, and then they would put the bread in there and the heat would cook it. They don't still use those. They're just there for the tourists to take pictures of it. Verse 8, Ephraim, he hath mixed himself among the people. Ephraim is a cake not turned. They made cakes like we make pancakes, and they had to turn it in the pan. I don't know which side landed on this guy's head here, the sticky side or the gooey side or what, but it's a pancake. You turn the pancake or it's gooey on one. Chapter 7, verse 9, strangers have devoured his strength. He knoweth it not. Yea, gray hairs are here and there upon him, yet he knoweth it not. Doesn't realize he's getting gray like this guy here. Ephraim also is like a silly dove without heart. They call to Egypt. They go to Assyria. There's your silly dove. That's actually an American mourning dove, but silly dove. For they have sown the wind, they shall reap the whirlwind. You know, we all have seen pictures of tornado destruction. Ephraim is as an heifer that is taught, loveth to tread out the grain. They used animals, of course, to thrash their... This is a modern picture. This is just north of Israel in across the border in Syria. Of course, it's not a heifer, that's a horse, but he's standing on a sledge, still thrashing grain the old-fashioned way. Therefore they shall be as the morning cloud, and as the early dew that passeth away, as the chaff that is driven with a whirlwind out of the floor, and as the smoke out of the chimney. There's the early morning fog again. I will meet them as a bear that is bereaved of her whelps and will rend the call of their heart. There's your grizzly bear coming at you. Passages quoted in the New Testament. I think this is interesting. Chapter 1, verse 10. This is quoted in the book of Romans. Chapter 9, verse 26. Romans chapter 2, verse 23 is quoted also by the Apostle Paul. There's OC, meaning the Greek form of Hosea. I will call them my people, which are not my people, her beloved, which is not my beloved.